Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this is Dr. Budweiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Wiser Living headquarters, and I would like to welcome each and every one of you who have taken the time out to tune into this broadcast today. Your time is valuable, and I am truly, truly grateful for your participation. So over the next 29 minutes, we're going to make sure that we add to our wellness experience. Wow, what a day! I was right before the program. I got this funny text, and it was like it just had me busting up laughing. So let's start off by please going to Wiser Living. That's WEISERLiving.com, and on that initial page, you'll see on the right hand side where you can get a Skype consultation. You can click on the Wiser Living TV link and watch all of the YouTube videos we've uploaded. And by subscribing, you'll not only get access to these educational videos, but you'll also be informed when a new video is uploaded. And I am intending to upload a new video in the next couple of days. So if you haven't already subscribed, please go there and do so. You can also get access to our archived radio programs at Wiser Living Radio. And you can check out the menu bar that lists all the articles, the programs and the services, Wiser Living seminars, recipes and products, so do take a look at that at your earliest convenience. Let me jump in here right now and talk about gout. I mean, obviously the subject is on gout, and I spent a lot of time this morning. Matter of fact, I got up like 4 hours before this broadcast, and you know, gout occurs when there is too much uric acid in the blood or in the tissues and in the urine. The uric acid crystallizes in the joints, acting as an abrasive and causing swelling and pain. It can affect multiple joints, but characteristically, the big toe is the most afflicted. But uric acid kidney stones may be a related problem as well. Gout is a complex disorder. It's used It used to be an uncommon disease, but somewhere between 2 to 5 million Americans, of which 90% are men in their 40s of all ages or older, currently are dealing with this complication or this ailment. You know, back in 2011, the American College of Rheumatology said that gout already affects 6% of males and 2% of females in the U.S. That may seem like a low number when you take 6% of 350 million. That's quite a good number of people. You know, and gout is a type of arthritis, which is an inflammation of the joints and also characterized by pain and stiffness. Inflammation controls our lives as it seems in many different ways. If you or someone you know has or is dealing with pain, obesity, ADD, ADHD, peripheral neuropathy, diabetes, let's say stroke, migraines, thyroid issues, dental issues, or even cancer, then you're dealing with inflammation. And sadly, most people who are suffering from one or more of those disorders have no idea how to eliminate the inflammation. And most doctors are utilizing pharmaceuticals rather than getting to the root cause of this or any other problem that you may incur that lead you to the doctor's office. And it often seems extremely foreign to most people when they realize the majority of the inflammatory diseases, including gout, start somewhere besides where the symptoms are. You know, you may have a symptom of pain and stiffness in your toe joints, your elbow joint, your knee joint, or the joints of your fingers, but the cause occurred somewhere else. And on this program, we are specifically addressing gout, but this problem and the original problem with the majority of inflammatory diseases actually starts in the gut with an autoimmune reaction that progresses into a systemic inflammatory reaction or a systemic inflammation. So the diagnosis or the name of this inflammatory disease receives is based on what area or the areas that are being inflicted. Okay, So we have established so far that gout is a type of arthritis. We've established that gout is characterized by pain, stiffness, and inflammation in the joints. We've also established that gout is more prevalent among men who basically usually have higher uric acid levels in the blood than women. But this doesn't mean that women are exempt type of disease, because it can actually affect them after menopause. And so once a woman reaches menopause, her body drastically cuts its production of the hormone estrogen. And estrogen helps the kidneys, believe it or not, get rid of uric acid. So without enough estrogen, a woman's uric acid level begins to increase. And by age 60, the number of cases of gout in women and in men are nearly equal. So gout basically attacks a certain area, right? So these gouty attacks can strike without any warning, and when it does happen, it's usually at night when you're trying to get some rest. Some of the common symptoms are severe pain in the joints of your ankles, your hands, your wrists, your knees, and feet. But they usually talk about, when you talk about gout, you think about feet only, and obviously especially the big toe. And usually the affected area feels either warm or hot. Now, this condition initially is mistaken for an infection, because the skin can be red or purple. And if you've had gout for some time, you could have developed, these nodules called tophi, T-O-P-H-I, tophi, in the elbows, the hands, or even the ears, as well as the big toe. And basically what that does is your flexibility and your mobility become limited in the affected joint. So red, tender, swollen joints and a fever are all symptoms of gout. But a lot of other ailments may present with these same or similar set of symptoms. So what complicates dealing with gout is that the acute gout symptoms usually go away within 3 to 10 days. And the next attack may occur months down the road, or even years down the road. So this means that when it goes away, you don't address it because you're not thinking about it, because you're not having any symptoms. Now, because of this, and also because of this, if you fail to address this illness, you may be subjected to more attacks, which means the more gout flare-ups you experience, the more severe and longer they'll become. Now, having recurrent gout attacks can also inflict serious damage on your joints as well as the surrounding areas. And this is why gout should be correctly diagnosed, number one, and treated as soon as possible before it causes irreversible harm to your body, number two. Now, the good news is there are natural drug-free methods to help your body get rid of this ailment. Gout can develop because certain risk factors, such as an unhealthy lifestyle and other medical conditions, exist already. The one significant factor that predisposes a person to gout is consuming unhealthy foods that wreak havoc on your uric acid levels. And when you have high uric acid levels in your bloodstream and it doesn't get filtered out, it lays down the foundation of gout attacks or gouty arthritis, which is gout, just said another way. Under normal conditions, uric acid gets dissolved in your blood, and then it goes to your kidneys without causing any damage whatsoever. But if this uric acid actually builds up because it's not being eliminated by the kidneys, then the risk of a flare-up increases. It can also put you at risk of having to deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, kidney disease, and heart disease, which are all dealt with by giving you a prescription. And what does the prescription do? Well, it can cause other unwanted side effects as well. So let me give you a couple of examples of this, and just basically how complicated this can actually get. A patient, let's say a patient is diagnosed with gout. They have inflammation, they have the pain, they have a stiffness, their blood pressure is high, and they go in the doctor, they have high cholesterol, because of the stress, they have bad eating habits, which the doctor isn't asking about. And so they have these bad eating habits, and they are underweight or overweight. They go to the doctor, and the doctor says, lose some weight, or if you're underweight, to gain some weight, get some exercise in, and here's a prescription for the pain, here's a prescription for the high blood pressure, and here's a prescription for the high cholesterol issue. Now, okay, so your statin medication actually lowers your cholesterol numbers to within the normal range. So that's good. That's a good thing, right? But the statin drug also depletes your body of coenzyme Q10. You have high blood pressure medication, which is very effective at lowering your blood pressure to within the normal range. That's a good thing. But that medication also depletes your body of not only coenzyme Q10, like the cholesterol medication, it also depletes your body of magnesium and phosphorus and potassium and sodium and zinc. And you also receive a prescription to treat the gout, a drug like colchicine or a corticosteroid or a corticotropin. They are effective. They're really effective at relieving some or even most of the symptoms, but it also depletes beta-carotene, potassium, sodium, and vitamin B12. So if you are not getting these nutrients in your diet because you have a high purine diet because a lot of people say, I don't eat red meat, but you're consuming soda, eating a bunch of candy, eating processed foods, you're still going to have this inflammation. And the inflammation can cause another problem, like more inflammation. And this is from the medication that you're taking. Remember, gout is an inflammatory disease. That's, obviously, yes, gout has these crystals in the joints and you got this pain, but the underlying foundational issue here, gout is an inflammatory disease. So if beta-carotene is being depleted, it will weaken your immune system. It can increase the amount of free radical damage in the body. So the incidence of numerous types of cancer is also associated with low dietary intake of beta-carotene, which one of the medications is depleted. Now, what about coenzyme Q10 depletion? Well, symptoms of coenzyme Q10 deficiency include congestive heart failure, high blood pressure, which you've taken a high blood pressure medication already, angina, stroke, cardiac arrhythmias, lack of energy, and generalized weakening of your immune system. And you need your immune system to correct the gout problem. And supplementation are key components. And remember, these issues cause internal stress on the body, which leads to more, inflammation. Also, the gout medication depletes beta-carotene, again, which affects vitamin A. So your vitamin A levels are going to be affected by this, and it also weakens the immune system, and there is no solid evidence that drugs to treat gout actually can cure it. But as you can see, they also expose you to many other side effects. And not only that, some gout sufferers, they actually go to the drugstore and buy over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory meds like Advil and ibuprofen and Aleve, aspirin, and/or naproxen, and those medications over-the-counter, because we don't even think of them as medications. They actually deplete nutrients like potassium, folic acid, iron, sodium, and vitamin C. So let me just take one of these because in the interest of time, so let's say symptoms of folic acid deficiency include anemia, headaches, fatigue, hair loss, insomnia, diarrhea, nausea, and increased infection. Well, this insomnia, if you're not getting a good night's sleep, you're not going to be able to get rid of your gout. Why? Because if you're not getting sleep, that's stress. Stress creates inflammation. So folic acid is also necessary for the production of red blood cells, which, by the way, carries oxygen from the lungs to the tissues and carbon dioxide from the tissues to the lungs. So if you don't have enough oxygen going through your body, it can, at least as it pertains to gout, cause increases in uric acid because the kidneys aren't functioning properly to excrete it because it needs oxygen to perform its duty, which leads to more flare-ups. So if your diet is poor, you won't get the required nutrients needed to help alleviate the problem. if you're not supplementing, or even worse, the supplements that you are taking aren't effective because of how they're processed or they're synthetic, you'll have inflammation again. If that's not enough, disease, or maybe I should preface it by saying, because I know you know this, so remember this, disease, an inflammatory issue, and it actually starts in your gut, not in your big toe where the crystals are, not in your elbow, not in your wrist, not in your fingers, the joints in your fingers, but in your gut. Gout is an inflammatory disease. So you have to, if you have gut issues and you sit down to eat partially undigested food, toxins, viruses, yeast, and bacteria have the opportunity to enter your bloodstream by going through your intestines. So it gains this access to your bloodstream along with the uric acid, and you have the makings of a leaky gut syndrome, which can lead to a whole host of problems going forward. Now, we've now established, at least as it concerns gout, gout drugs like allopurinol and colchicine work by decreasing crystal formation, lowering your uric acid levels, or blocking your body's natural inflammatory response. But they also have dangerous long-term effects. And since gout can be a lifelong condition, following the conventional advice and taking these drugs for a very long time can potentially wreak havoc on your well-being, not just your joints. The good news is that there happens to be natural anti-inflammatory remedies that can actually help to alleviate gout symptoms. And one of these is a cayenne cream known as capsaicin cream. And this comes from dried hot peppers, and it actually relieves nerve pain, which when you think about it, you think about hot peppers, you think about heat, but it actually relieves nerve pain, you know, from a chemical standpoint once it's in your body. Other pain relief alternatives are Boswellia, that's Boswellia, for you guys that are taking notes, Boswellia, which contains active anti-inflammatory ingredients that may reduce pain. Number two is cetylmyristoylate, I guess I can spell that, cetylmyristoylate. It's an oil, and they usually call it CMO. This is found in dairy butters and fish. Obviously, the dairy butter has got to be grass-fed from grass-fed cows. It acts as a joint lubricant and anti-inflammatory. Number three would be omega-3 oil. Omega-3 oils have anti-inflammatory properties that reduce joint inflammation and promote joint lubrication as well. And also vitamin D3, and if you're getting vitamin D3, make sure it has K1 and K2 in it so you can get the total benefit absorption from it. Even in primrose oil or black currant and barrage oils, black currant and barrage oils contain GLA or gamma linolenic acid, which is an essential fatty acid that is useful for arthritic pain. Bromelain, this is a natural anti-inflammatory that's found in fresh pineapples, but it can also be taken in supplement form. So, you know, here's another reason to eat pineapples. Ginger, I like ginger, because ginger is a natural immune system booster with anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving properties as well. And you can drink it as a tea, you can blend it in your smoothie, or if you're brave enough, you know, hardcore like I am, you just eat it fresh. You know, the huge upside to these natural remedies with these anti-inflammatory properties is that they are not only ideal for gout, but also for chronic pain and other types of arthritis like rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune issue, osteoarthritis, which is the wear and tear of your cartilage issue, and gouty arthritis, which is basically gout, just an inflammation of the gout, which is basically gout in different joints. Now, which is separated by the uric acid level. That's what separates the different inflammatory diseases. Now, let's bring the diet into this equation. You know, the modern American diet is loaded with highly processed and nutritionally deficient foods. And a lot of times when I talk about high processed foods, I don't think a lot of people are eating these highly processed foods, you know, that are part of our team or our tribe or the people that listen to this program each week. But the reality is when I go into the grocery stores, I see lots of people buying processed foods. So if you really want to recover from this condition and many others for that matter, you want to pay close attention to what you put in your mouth. I mean, the common belief out there is that eating high purine foods like organ meats, mushrooms, asparagus, and herring causes gout and should be avoided. Well, they should be avoided if you have gout, not if you don't have gout. If you don't have it, you can eat it. Now, when your body breaks down, the purine in the foods and these foods produce uric acid. That's normal and it's okay. But if you don't have gout, this uric acid will elevate your blood levels and attack your joints. And that's why the conventional gout diet doesn't contain these high purine foods. Now, in saying that, you may say you may not eat red meat or you're not eating organ meats or what have you, because you heard about you don't want gout, so this is what you're doing. But high fructose corn syrup is another dietary bad boy that adversely affects your uric acid levels. And that's not talked about a lot. So this actually places you in the high-risk category for gout. And chronically elevated blood sugar levels is probably the underlying problem that causes the inflammation associated with gout. So even if you decrease your consumption of high-purine foods, you will still experience gout symptoms if you continue to ingest high fructose corn syrup, which is mostly found in processed foods. For instance, there was a study conducted by U.S. and Canadian researchers, and they found that consuming high fructose corn syrup containing sodas was a strong association and an increased risk of developing gout. So men who consumed two or more sodas a day had an 85% higher risk of gout than those who didn't. And fructose actually keeps uric acid from being excreted from your body. Problem with processed foods is that high fructose corn syrup is either intentionally or mislabeled or listed by other names, like chicory, fructose, glucose fructose syrup, tapioca syrup, agave, inulin, or crystalline fructose. So it has all these other names, and if you don't see high fructose corn syrup, you say, okay, I don't have it, but you do. So when you are buying any processed food, make sure you check the label and keep an eye out for the toxic ingredients, not to mention that most of the corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup is genetically modified. So there's another reason not to consume a lot of processed foods, and especially sodas and some of these sweet drinks that you like. Fresh cherries and fresh strawberries may help reduce gout attacks. Fresh cherries and fresh strawberries. So eat those. Eat as many as you can. Not as many. You don't want to eat too many cherries because it can actually cause other acidic issues. Avoiding alcohol is extremely important for successful gout treatment. Alcohol is a strong risk factor for gout. And, in fact, people who have hypertension or coronary artery disease and are prone to drinking large amounts of alcohol are often afflicted with this ailment. So limit your alcohol intake. Exercise. Now, exercise is a crucial aspect of a healthy lifestyle and has a wide range of health-promoting benefits, as we know. And exercise is a powerful tool for preserving bone density and joint function. A well-rounded exercise program can help prevent gout attacks by increasing the circulation and normalizing your insulin levels, which will ultimately help normalize your uric acid levels. So make sure to avoid, you should make sure that you avoid activities that may aggravate your joint pain and strain, and also put an excessive strain on very unstable joints. I mean, you would think that it would just go without saying, but I said, well, I better mention this just in case. Now, we are talking mainly about gout. But virtually any chronic disease can be avoided. It can be avoided by practicing healthy lifestyle strategies. So here's a protocol you can add to your gout treatment protocol to help manage or treat this condition effectively, as well as any other inflammatory type issue. Number one, limit processed foods and replace non-vegetable carbs with healthy fats, like coconut oil, avocados, olives, olive oil, raw grass-fed butter, raw nuts, macadamias, walnuts, and pecans. You should also get plenty of omega-3 fats, as I mentioned before, through supplementation, because most people don't get enough sunlight. So you should attempt to focus your diet on whole, organic, unprocessed foods. Number two, drink pure and clean water. Goes without saying. Your blood, your kidneys, your liver all need water for detoxification in order to eliminate toxins and waste products such as uric acid from your body. So instead of drinking fruit juices and sodas that are loaded with fructose and toxic additives, just drink H2O. Just drink water. Now, number three is get enough vitamin D, because vitamin D is one of the most important nutrients everyone needs, and studies have proven its overall role in human health. So vitamin D actually influences over 2,000 genes in your body and affects many body processes, making it a key player. It's a key player in the prevention of diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. So and inflammation, which gout is an inflammatory issue. So get as much sunlight as you can and supplement with vitamin D3. The next one is going to be a little tough. Manage your stress. 85% of all diseases has an emotional element attached to it. So when stress becomes chronic, your immune system becomes less sensitive to cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and the inflammatory process gets out of control, leading to chronic diseases like gout. And that's why stress management techniques are so important if you want optimal health. The next one is get grounded. Get yourself grounded. You know, exercise outside. Walk barefoot as much as possible. And this, obviously, if you're living in a city, this might be tough to do. But you can walk around your house. Anytime you go to a park, take your shoes off. If you have a backyard with some grass in it, get on it, or dirt even. Just, you know, get on it barefoot. The next one is get enough high-quality sleep. And that should be first and foremost. But because no amount of exercise, supplementation, or good eating can counteract the negative effects of poor sleeping habits. High-quality sleep is crucial to a healthy lifestyle, and without it, you can be exposed to many health ailments and many diseases. As a matter of fact, sleep deprivation also interferes with your growth hormone production, which leads to premature aging. So, gout can be managed. Gout can be treated. Gout can be prevented with the right lifestyle habits. Remember that drugs are not always the best choice for gout treatment. They're not always the best. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do drugs, but they're not always the best for gout treatment. Instead, you can focus on addressing the underlying cause of this painful condition using all natural means. This way you won't fall victim to the damaging disease itself. So it first starts is correcting your gut ecology. You know, people ask me, as we close here, what type of supplements do I take or do we take in this family? You know, we take a fucoidin-rich glyconutrient that supports the immune system, organ function, proper gland function. We take a natural food-sourced vitamin-mineral complex that supports the heart health, antioxidant, and immune support. It also supports the production of energy with B vitamins. We take a real food technology formulation that specifically protects our cells with water and fat-soluble antioxidants. It helps the body guard against oxidative stress and also offers immune support and defense against free radicals. And we also take a blend of standardized nutrients like those found in wild yam that furnishes the raw material for endocrine support, furnishes amino acids to support the hormonal system, and it supports the health of my breast, male and female, prostate, bone, and colon. And remember, gut health. And this formulation also supports the health of our immune system, nervous system, and cardiovascular system. And then we take some enzymes and probiotics and fermented foods and all these things. So we're at the end. You know, go to wiserliving.com, and you can check out those supplementations. And Hey, have a great day, afternoon, evening, depending on where you're living, what part of the country or the world you're living in. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. This is Dr. Budweiser, and we'll see you guys next time.